This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Trail closures are in effect for a timber logging fuel reduction project near Bozeman. The Custer-Gallatin National Forest has begun work on the Goose Creek Fuel Break Project in Gallatin and Park Counties, with temporary trail closures in the northern Gallatin Range. The logging project involves mechanical tree thinning along portions of Goose Creek Trail and Bear Canyon Trail to cut standing and fallen trees to reduce the likelihood of wildfire intensity and to slow the spread of fires in the wildland urban interface. Visitors to the area will encounter logging equipment, slash piles, and log piles, and must yield to log trucks traveling on Goose Creek Road and Trail Creek Road. For public safety, Goose Creek Trail and the eastern portion of Bear Canyon Loop Trail are closed from mile marker 8.4 near the Trail Creek Cabin to mile marker 12.5 at the junction with Chestnut Mountain Trail. Alternative access is available through the western portion of the Bear Canyon Trail system, the Chestnut Mountain Trail, and Newman Creek Trail. Other trails in the northern Gallatin and Bangtail ranges also remain open. The logging and burning project will take months. The project will continue through October 15th. In the recent history of the West, with white expansion into Native American lands and the bloody conflicts of the 18th and 19th century so-called Indian Wars, one of the most notable battles mythologized into American memory is the Battle of the Little Bighorn, or Custer's Last Stand. The 1876 Battle of the Little Bighorn was an armed engagement between combined forces of the Lakota Sioux, the Northern Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes, and the 7th Cavalry Regiment of the United States Army under General George Armstrong Custer. It took place on June 25th and 26th, 1876, along the Little Bighorn River on the Crow Indian Reservation in southeastern Montana Territory. The battle, which resulted in the complete defeat of U.S. forces, was the most significant action of the Great Sioux War of 1876. This year is the 150th anniversary commemoration of the Battle of the Little Bighorn, also known as the Battle of the Greasy Grass or Custer's Last Stand. And there are cultural and educational events, a reenactment of the battle, and other events planned at the Little Bighorn National Memorial and Custer Battlefield National Monument. 150th anniversary commemoration events of the Battle of the Little Bighorn happen Thursday through Sunday, June 25th through 28th. Festivities kick off Thursday, June 25th, with an opening prayer from Arville Looking Horse, followed by a parade of nations featuring a representative from each American Indian nation, and opening remarks from the Crow Tribal Chairman, on whose Indian reservation and heritage lands the battlefield sits. A youth victory run for youth ages 8 to 25 is a 45-mile run put on by Bluebird Lifeways in celebration of the Battle of the Greasy Grass. The run begins Thursday, June 25th at 6:30 a.m., starting at the Northern Cheyenne Tribal Office, and is expected to finish at 2 p.m. at the Custer Battlefield. The 34th Annual Battle Reenactment is at 1 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, June 26, 27, and 28. The site is located between the Little Bighorn National Memorial and Custer Battlefield Museum, south of Crow Agency in Montana. Seating is first come, first serve, and organizers are asking that attendees bring their own chairs. The reenactment takes about an hour and a half. Tickets are purchased at the gate. There's more information online at littlebighornreenactment.com. The All Nations 150th Anniversary Commemoration will be a large celebration by a group of roughly 19 Indian tribes from across the U.S. and Canada, and it will be one of the major events of the weekend. Tribes involved include the Oglala Sioux Tribe, Rosebud Sioux, Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, the Standing Buffalo First Nation, the Northern Cheyenne Tribe, Lower Brule Sioux Tribe, the Northern Arapaho Tribe, Northern Paiute, and Fort Peck Sioux Tribe, among many others. The event will be free and open to the general public and will allow for camping. The Native American camp and celebration will be at various locations, including the Real Bird property, also the site of the battle reenactment, and on national park lands. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.